The Luminous 100.
Non-dual sense protocols.
By Emmanuel Santayana. Luminous Prosperity. Non-dual stance protocols. Holding the space of reality under pressure. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt. Non-dual stance protocols. Holding a non-dual stance under pressure.
Contents.
1. The nature of non-duality. 2. Theoretical underpinnings. 3. Non-duality in practice. Clearing apertures and the playful stance. 4. Protocols for holding non-dual stance under pressure. 5. Advanced integration, navigating complexity with non-dual protocols. 6. Case studies, applying non-dual stance protocols in action. 7. Synthesis and the path forward. The nature of non-duality. 1. Tuning fork.
Haiku.
Asterisk reality's dance spins. One step forward, one back, both mine. Play, not pretense, shines. Asterisk.
Quote.
Non-duality is not a belief, but the direct experience of reality beyond the mind's divisions. Citation needed. Non-dual teacher. 2. Parable. The weaver and the web. In a village nestled between rolling hills, there lived a weaver named Lila who wove tapestries unlike any other. Her designs weren't made of thread or dye, but of moments, fleeting impressions of light, sound, and sensation. She didn't sit still. She danced as she wove, her fingers moving in patterns that mirrored the wind through the reeds. One day, a traveler arrived in the village, seeking wisdom. He asked Lila, "What is the meaning of your work? What do these tapestries represent?" Lila paused, smiled, and said, "They are the threads of my life, intertwined with yours." Theoretical underpinnings. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos dances lightly. Divine play weaves through void and form. Reality sings.
Good.
To play a game is to be of one mind, one heart, one body with the other player with whom we are playing, over into him or her. Alan Watts. Note, if this quote doesn't perfectly fit, it can be replaced with a more appropriate one during editing. Parable, the gardener's dance. Once, in a lush valley, there lived a gardener named Lila. She spent her days tending to her garden with great care, nurturing each plant, pruning branches, and guiding the growth of flowers. But one day, as she worked, she noticed something peculiar. The plants seemed to respond not just to her touch, but also to an invisible dance around them. The wind whispered through the leaves in patterns that defied her intention, and the roots wove themselves deeper into the earth, as if guided by a hidden hand. Curious, Lila began to observe more closely. She noticed that her own movements mirrored those of the plants. Her hands swayed like branches in the breeze. Her steps followed the rhythm of the soil's breath. She realized that she was not merely. Okay, I'm about to write chapter 2 titled Theoretical Underpinnings for the book Non-Dual Stance Protocols, Holding the Space of Reality Under Pressure. The theme is centered around Lila, divine play, and it's about the fun within evolutionary intelligence, which is the third factor in emergent systems. It's described as the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. The chapter needs to follow a specific structure with 9 movements, so I'll break this down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. For a luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the essence. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for where citations are needed. I need to ensure that this chapter is complete on its own, but also fits into the larger book. It should not preach, but let Lila, divine play, be the water everything swims in. The voice should be rigorous, architectural, and warm but never glib about pain, pairing strong claims with humility. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. I need a haiku and a profound quote. Since Lila is divine play, the haiku should reflect that. The quote should be attributed to someone profound, perhaps related to complexity science or non-duality. Haiku. Divine play unfolds. Lila dances in chaos's embrace. Reality smiles.
Quote.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Jacob Moros. I think this might not be real, so I need a better one. Maybe something from Alan Watts or Fritjof Capra. Wait, perhaps. Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Albert Einstein, but that's more about perception than play. Alternatively, maybe something from Bucky Fuller or Gregory Bateson. But since the theme is divine play and evolutionary intelligence, perhaps.
Quote.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, but again, more about strangeness. Maybe I should stick with something more aligned with play and complexity. Let me try this quote from Alan Watts. To play a game is to be of one mind, one heart, one body with the other player with whom we are playing, over into him or her. But perhaps it's better to find something more directly related to Lila or divine play. Maybe from Adida or Nisargadatta Maharaj. Alternatively, since the book is about non-dual stance protocols, perhaps a quote from Zen or Taoism would fit better. Let me think of a haiku first. Haiku. Chaos dances lightly. Divine play weaves through void and form. Reality sings. For the quote, maybe something like, the world is a series of games, some played for instruction, some for money, some for amusement. Aldous Huxley, from Island. But I'm not sure if that's profound enough. Maybe something from Heraclitus or Lao Tzu would be better. Let me try this.
Quote.
Play is the highest form of intelligence. Citation needed. Claim about play and intelligence. I'll mark it for citation needed since I'm not sure if that's a real quote. Maybe it's something from Stuart Brown or another play researcher. Okay, moving on with that for now. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should reflect Lila, divine play, and non-dual stance protocols. Perhaps a story about a gardener who tends to a garden but realizes that the garden tends itself, or something about a river carving its path through stone. Parable title, The Gardener's Dance. Once, in a lush valley, there lived a gardener named Lila. She spent her days tending to her garden with great care, nurturing each plant, pruning branches, and guiding the growth of flowers. But one day, as she worked, she noticed something peculiar. The plants seemed to respond not just to her touch, but also to an invisible dance around them. The wind whispered through the leaves in patterns that defied her intention, and the roots wove themselves deeper into the earth as if guided by a hidden hand. Curious, Lila began to observe more closely. She noticed that her own movements mirrored those of the plants. Her hands swayed like branches in the breeze. Her steps followed the rhythm of the soil's breath. She realized that she was not merely tending the garden. She was part of its dance, a player in its divine play. One evening, as she sat beneath an ancient tree, she felt the earth pulse beneath her and heard the laughter of the wind. In that moment, she understood that the garden had always been tending itself, and her role was simply to surrender to the dance, to be carried by the current of life's playfulness. From that day forward, Lila tended her garden with a new lightness, no longer striving but allowing herself to be guided by the invisible choreography of existence. She became a channel for the garden's own intelligence, and in doing so, she found a depth of joy she had never known before. The moral, if there is one, is not in the telling but in the feeling, the way the garden tends itself when the gardener surrenders to the play.
3 structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like breath work, movement, or mindfulness, but framed in terms of Lila, divine play.
Structure et technique.
The practice of surrendered movement, accessible. 1. Find your play. Begin by engaging in an activity purely for the joy of it. Dancing, drawing, juggling, or even playing with a child's toy. Let go of any goal or outcome. Simply be present to the fun. 2. The breath as compass. As you move, notice how your breath aligns with your movements. Inhale to expand into possibility. Exhale to release control. Feel the rhythm between effort and surrender. 3. Scaling the dance. Over time, integrate this playfulness into more complex or challenging tasks. Notice how ease and enjoyment can be found even in difficult situations when you approach them as a game. Why it works? This practice taps into the innate intelligence of Lila, divine play, as a way to navigate reality with less resistance and more fluidity. By starting with simple, joyful movements, you train yourself to see the world not as a series of problems to solve, but as a dance to surrender to. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term. The term here is likely Lila or perhaps divine play. Luminous definition. Term Lila. Meaning, the spontaneous, joyful unfolding of reality as divine play, a dynamic interplay between order and chaos, where intelligence emerges not from control but from surrender. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the creative force that dances beneath what we call the law of attraction. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. Start. What if the challenges you face are not obstacles, but invitations to play? Middle searing. Are you still clinging to the illusion that you are separate from the dance of reality, or have you surrendered to Lila's movement?
End.
How might your life change if you approached every moment as an opportunity for divine play?
6. The body.
The actual teachings centered on Lila. This should be rigorous but warm, pairing strong claims with humility. The body, Lila, divine play as the mechanism of reality. Reality is not a static thing to be controlled or conquered. It is a living, breathing organism that unfolds through play. This is Lila, the divine intelligence that moves through emergent systems, the third factor beyond self-organization and dissipative structures. It is the laughter beneath the surface of existence, the joy that propels evolution forward not through struggle, but through surrender. The illusion of control. For millennia, humans have sought to master reality through logic, willpower, or spiritual discipline. Yet, no matter how much we strive, we find ourselves caught in the same cycles of desire and resistance. This is because reality does not respond to control. It responds to play. The law of attraction, if it exists at all, is not a tool for manifestation but a reflection of Lila's movement, our alignment with the inherent intelligence of existence. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When we release our attachment to outcomes and allow ourselves to be carried by the current of life, healing occurs effortlessly. This is not passive resignation, but active participation in the dance, like a surfer riding the wave rather than fighting against its pull. Every tradition as a mirror. Every spiritual tradition, from the mysticism of Sufism to the philosophy of Taoism, reflects what we already are, a manifestation of Lila's playfulness. The work is not to adopt new beliefs, but to clear the apertures through which reality flows, to see the world not as separate parts, but as a seamless, laughing whole. Aligning with real complexity science. Modern science has begun to uncover the principles behind Lila through concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. These describe how order emerges from chaos without a central controller, a process that mirrors the way reality unfolds when we surrender to its playfulness. The non-dual stance is not an escape from complexity, but a deep engagement with it, recognizing that we are part of the dance rather than separate from it. The role of pain. Pain is not the enemy. It is a signal that we have lost our way in the dance. It reminds us to return to playfulness, to remember that even struggle can be a game if we approach it with the right attitude. Warmth without glibness means acknowledging pain while refusing to let it harden into suffering. The map of Lila. To navigate this terrain, we need both rigor and humility. Rigor comes from understanding the structure, the theories of living systems, the developmental paths that reality takes when left to its own devices. Humility comes from recognizing that no map can fully capture the territory. Lila is always one step ahead, laughing as it leads us deeper into the mystery. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of Lila. 1. Lila laughs at your struggle. Surrender to the dance. 2. Reality heals not through effort, but through cleared apertures. 3. Every tradition is a mirror. Look into it and see yourself playing. 4. The law of attraction is not a tool. It is the breath of divine play. 5. Pain is not the enemy. It is the rhythm that brings you back to joy. 6. Complexity science shows what mystics have always known. Reality unfolds through play. 7. You are not separate from the dance. You are its movement made manifest. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. Accessible dash, deepening dash, advanced. Exercise 1. The playful breath, accessible. Find a quiet space and sit comfortably. Inhale deeply, imagining that your breath draws in joy and playfulness. Exhale, releasing any tension or seriousness you're holding on to. Repeat for 5 minutes, noticing how your body feels lighter with each exhale. Reflection. How does playing with your breath change your relationship to the world? Exercise 2. The surfing game, deepening. Choose a challenging situation in your life, e.g., a difficult conversation, a creative project. Approach it not as a problem to solve, but as a game to play. Imagine you're an actor in a play, and your role is to engage fully with the scene while surrendering to its unfolding. Notice how your usual resistance gives way to fluidity when you treat it as play. Reflection. Where in your life can you treat struggle as a game rather than a burden? Exercise 3. The Lila Walk, advanced. Go for a walk in nature, but this time, move not with the purpose of getting somewhere, but simply to dance with the earth. Let your steps follow the rhythm of the wind. Your arms sway like branches. Feel as if you're being carried by an invisible current. If thoughts arise about where you're going or what you need to do, gently return to the movement without intention. Reflection. How does surrendering to movement change your perception of time and space? 9. Citations. I'll need to mark where citations are needed. 1. The concept of Lila as divine play is rooted in Advaita Vedanta and other non-dual traditions. A deeper exploration would cite texts like the Upanishads or works by Nisargadatta Maharaj. Citation needed. Lila in Advaita Vedanta. 2. The idea of healing as a property of reality aligns with systems theory and the work of Fritjof Capra, among others. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality in complexity science. 3. The mention of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis should be attributed to their respective pioneers, e.g., Ilya Prigozhin for dissipative structures, Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela for autopoiesis. Citation needed. Self-organization and dissipative structures. 4. The quote about play may need verification or replacement with an actual source. Citation needed. Quote about play and intelligence. Now, let me assemble all these parts into a cohesive chapter. Theoretical underpinnings. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos dances lightly. Divine play weaves through void and form. Reality sings.
Good.
To play a game is to be of one mind, one heart, one body with the other player with whom we are playing, over into him or her. Alan Watts. Note, if this quote doesn't perfectly fit, it can be replaced with a more appropriate one during editing. Parable, The Gardener's Dance. Once, in a lush valley, there lived a gardener named Lila. She spent her days tending to her garden with great care, nurturing each plant, pruning branches, and guiding the growth of flowers. But one day, as she worked, She noticed something peculiar. The plants seemed to respond not just to her touch, but also to an invisible dance around them. The wind whispered through the leaves in patterns that defied her intention, and the roots wove themselves deeper into the earth as if guided by a hidden hand. Curious, Lila began to observe more closely. She noticed that her own movements mirrored those of the plants. Her hands swayed like branches in the breeze. Her steps followed the rhythm of the soil's breath. She realized that she was not merely tending the garden. She was part of its dance, a player in its divine play. One evening, as she sat beneath an ancient tree, she felt the earth pulse beneath her and heard the laughter of the wind. In that moment, she understood that the garden had always been tending itself, and her role was simply to surrender to the dance, to be carried by the current of life's playfulness. From that day forward, Lila tended her garden with a new lightness, no longer striving but allowing herself to be guided by the invisible choreography of existence. She became a channel for the garden's own intelligence, and in doing so, she found a depth of joy she had never known before. The moral, if there is one, is not in the telling but in the feeling, the way the garden tends itself when the gardener surrenders to the play. Structure and technique. The practice of surrendered movement. Accessible. 1. Find your play. Engage in an activity purely for joy. Dancing, drawing, juggling. Let go of goals. Be present to the fun. 2. The breath as compass. Move with your breath. Inhale to expand into possibility. Exhale to release control. Feel the rhythm between effort and surrender. 3. Scaling the dance. Over time, integrate playfulness into complex tasks. Notice ease in difficult situations when approached as a game. Why it works. This practice aligns with Lila's intelligence, shifting focus from control to fluid participation in reality's dance. Luminous definition, Lila. Term, Lila. Meaning, the spontaneous, joyful unfolding of reality as divine play, a dynamic interplay between order and chaos, where intelligence emerges not from control but from surrender. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the creative force that dances beneath what we call the law of attraction. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if the challenges you face are not obstacles but invitations to play? 2. Middle searing. Are you still clinging to the illusion that you are separate from the dance of reality, or have you surrendered to Lila's movement? 3. End. How might your life change if you approached every moment as an opportunity for divine play? The body, Lila, divine play as the mechanism of reality. Reality is not static. It is a living organism that unfolds through play. This is Lila, the divine intelligence moving through emergent systems. It is the laughter beneath existence, the joy propelling evolution forward, not through struggle, but surrender. The illusion of control. Humans have long sought to master reality through logic or willpower, yet we remain caught in cycles of desire and resistance. Reality responds not to control, but to play. The law of attraction reflects Lila's movement, our alignment with existence's inherent intelligence. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When we release attachment to outcomes and surrender to life's current, healing occurs effortlessly, not passively, but actively participating in the dance like a surfer riding a wave. Every tradition as a mirror. From Sufism to Taoism, every tradition reflects our innate playfulness. The work is not adopting beliefs, but clearing apertures through which reality flows, seeing the world not as separate parts, but as a seamless, laughing whole. Aligning with complexity science. Science reveals Lila's principles through self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, showing how order emerges from chaos without central control. The non-dual stance engages complexity deeply, recognizing we are part of the dance, not separate from it. The role of pain. Pain signals we've lost our way in the dance, but reminds us to return to joy. Warmth without glibness acknowledges pain while refusing to let it harden into suffering. The Map of Lila. Navigating this terrain requires rigor and humility. Rigor comes from understanding structure, theories of living systems, developmental paths reality takes when left to its devices. Humility recognizes no map fully captures the territory. Lila is always one step ahead, laughing as it leads us deeper into mystery. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila laughs at your struggle. Surrender to the dance. 2. Reality heals not through effort, but through cleared apertures. 3. Every tradition is a mirror. Look into it and see yourself playing. 4. The law of attraction is not a tool. It is the breath of divine play. 5. Pain is not the enemy. It is the rhythm that brings you back to joy. 6. Complexity science shows what mystics have always known. Reality unfolds through play. 7. You are not separate from the dance. You are its movement made manifest.
3 exercises.
Exercise 1. The playful breath, accessible. Sit comfortably and inhale deeply, imagining breath draws in joy and playfulness. Exhale, releasing tension or seriousness. Repeat for 5 minutes, noticing lightness with each exhale. Reflection. How does playing with your breath change your relationship to the world? Exercise 2. The surfing game, deepening. Choose a challenging situation and approach it as a game, not a problem. Imagine you're an actor in a play, engaging fully while surrendering to its unfolding. Notice resistance giving way to fluidity when treated as play. Reflection. Where can you treat struggle as a game rather than a burden? Exercise 3. The Lila Walk, advanced. Walk in nature without purpose, dancing with the earth. Let steps follow the wind's rhythm, sway like branches. Feel carried by an invisible current. If thoughts arise about goals or tasks, gently return to movement without intention. Reflection. How does surrendering to movement change your perception of time and space?
Citations.
1. Citation needed. Lila in Advaita Vedanta. 2. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality in complexity science. 3. Citation needed. Self-organization and dissipative structures. 4. Citation needed. Quote about play and intelligence. Verify or replace. 5. For further reading on living systems theory, Sealcast, Living Systems, and Developmental Theory. Note. This may need more concrete references. This chapter is designed to stand alone while fitting into the larger book. It introduces the concept of Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind reality's unfolding, using a mix of poetic language, rigorous structure, and practical exercises to guide the reader toward a non-dual stance. The voice is architectural yet warm, pairing strong claims with humility, and the content scales from accessible practices to advanced reflections. Would you like any refinements or additions to better fit the book's theme? For example, should I incorporate more references to Santa Anna's work on living systems theory, or would you prefer a different tone in certain sections? Also, if there are specific sources or ideas you'd like me to weave in, please let me know. Otherwise, this feels complete as a chapter that balances depth and accessibility while staying true to the book's mission. Non-duality in practice, clearing apertures, and the playful stance. Tuning fork, haiku, water dances, clearing apertures in stone, divine play begins.
What?
Reality is not a thing to be understood so much as a thing to be participated in. Citation needed. Likely from a philosopher or thinker in the non-dual space, perhaps David Bohm or Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable, the gardener and the crack. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a garden with great care. She nurtured the plants, trimmed the bushes, and watered the soil with precision. Yet, one day, she noticed a small crack in one of her pots. It seemed an imperfection, something that needed fixing. She tried to seal the crack with clay, but no matter how hard she worked, water would still seep through. Frustrated, she set the pot aside, thinking it was ruined. But then she noticed something strange. The plants in that very pot grew with a vigor she hadn't seen before. Their leaves were brighter, their stems stronger. Curious, she investigated and found that the crack allowed water to seep into the soil at just the right rate, nourishing the roots without overloading them. The pot wasn't broken. It was permeable. It had become a vessel for something greater than itself, a place where water and earth met in perfect harmony. The gardener realized then that what she had thought of as a flaw was actually an aperture, a space through which life flowed more freely. She began to look for cracks, not with dismay, but with delight, and discovered that each one held its own kind of magic. Structure and technique, simple practices that scale over time. Accessible, playful observation. Spend 5 minutes a day observing something in nature, like clouds, leaves, or water, that moves without intention. Notice how it doesn't resist. It simply is. Reflect on how this mirrors the playful stance. Deepening. Journal of apertures. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an opening, a moment of clarity, synchronicity, or effortless flow. Note where in your life this aperture appeared and how it felt. Over time, you'll notice patterns in how reality moves through these spaces. Advanced. Integrated playfulness. Choose one challenge in your life, work, relationships, etc., and approach it with the attitude of a child experimenting. Notice how healing or solutions emerge not from force, but from cleared apertures where play and necessity meet. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. A space, whether in perception, emotion, or form, through which reality flows without resistance. It is not a gap to be filled, but an opening to be honored, where the cosmic and the ridiculous become one. Three appreciative questions. One start. What small, joyful thing did you do today that felt like pure play? Two, middle searing. Where in your life do you cling to control, resisting the fluidity of reality's play? Three, end. How might you approach a challenge this week with less resistance and more curiosity, as if it were an invitation rather than an obstacle? The body, non-duality in practice. Lila is not just a concept. It is the water everything swims in, the divine play that underlies all of existence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, is a mirror of what we already are. The work, whether you call it meditation, prayer, or simply paying attention, is clearing these apertures. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, and this can only be told as play. Evolutionary intelligence and complexity science. This is where complexity science meets non-duality. Concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors describe how systems, whether biological, social, or psychological, evolve not through force, but through the interplay of constraints and freedoms. An aperture is a kind of constraint that allows for emergence. It's where order and chaos dance. Think of a river. It doesn't resist the land. It flows around stones, carving new paths without intention. This is Lila, the playful intelligence of reality. When we align with this, we stop struggling against life and start moving with its currents. The playful stance. The playful stance is not frivolity. It's radical alignment. It's the ability to see that every challenge, every pain, every moment is part of a vast, unfolding dance. This doesn't mean suffering isn't real. It doesn't. But it means we don't have to suffer alone or in resistance. Pain is aperture. Even pain is not something to be eliminated, but a signal pointing to where an aperture needs clearing. When you feel stuck, ask, what is this teaching me about how I'm resisting the flow? The cosmic joke. From before form, reality is a joke, one that only makes sense when played out in time and space. The more we can laugh at our own seriousness, our illusions of separation, the clearer the apertures become. Healing as property. Healing isn't something you do. It's what happens when you stop blocking the pathways reality uses to move through you. Traditions as mirrors. Every tradition, whether it's the Taoist concept of Wu Wei, effortless action, the Buddhist idea of non-attachment, or even modern science's focus on emergent systems, is a finger pointing at the moon. The moon is Lila. The traditions are just different ways of pointing to it. Your work is not to become enlightened or perfect, but to clear apertures, to let reality do its thing through you. This isn't about achieving something. It's about relaxing into the dance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of the universe before it learns its name. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of cleared space. 3. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet where form begins. 4. Apertures are not gaps to be filled, but doors to be opened. 5. Reality prefers movement over stasis, flow over force. 6. Pain is not your enemy. It's a map pointing to where you're stuck. 7. Non-duality in practice is learning to swim with the current, not against it. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, playful observation. Sit outside for 5 minutes and watch something that moves naturally, clouds, leaves, water. Notice how it doesn't resist. It simply is. Reflect on how this mirrors your own life when you're in flow. 2. Deepening. Journal of apertures. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an opening, a moment of clarity, synchronicity, or effortless flow. Note where in your life this aperture appeared and how it felt. Over time, you'll notice patterns in how reality moves through these spaces. 3. Advanced. Integrated playfulness. Choose one challenge in your life, work, relationships, etc., and approach it with the attitude of a child experimenting. Notice how healing or solutions emerge not from force, but from cleared apertures where play and necessity meet.
Journal your insights.
Citations. The quote, "Reality is not a thing to be understood so much as a thing to be participated in," may need verification. It echoes ideas from David Bohm, or perhaps Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems. Citation needed. Verify source for the quote about reality being participated in. The concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis are well documented in complexity science. Key figures include Ilya Prigogine, dissipative structures; Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, autopoiesis; Stuart Kaufman, complexity and emergent systems. For the idea of healing as a property of reality, there may be references in non-dual traditions or systems theory. Citation needed. Explore sources on healing as a property of cleared apertures. The parable is original but draws from archetypal themes found in many spiritual teachings. This chapter holds a space for non-duality in practice, inviting readers to engage with the playful stance and the concept of clearing apertures. It blends rigorous structure with poetic depth, offering both immediate practices and profound insights that can be explored over time. Okay, I'm writing chapter 3 of the book Non-Dual Stance Protocols, Holding the Space of Reality Under Pressure. The title is Non-Duality in Practice, Clearing Apertures and the Playful Stance. First, I need to structure this chapter according to the given movements. Let's break it down one by one. 1. Tuning fork. I need to include 1 original life-uplifting haiku. 1 attributed profound quote. For the haiku, I'll think of something that captures the essence of non-duality and playful stance. Maybe something about water or flow, since Lila is associated with divine play and water is mentioned in the book description. For the quote, it should be profound and related to the themes. Since the book mentions Emmanuel Santa Anna's rigorous approach, perhaps a quote from him or someone in that vein would fit well. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate clearing apertures and the playful stance without being didactic. I recall that parables often use everyday scenarios to convey deeper truths. Maybe something about a gardener or a musician who discovers something profound through play.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical techniques that readers can apply immediately and deepen over time. Perhaps something like, start with simple observation, e.g., watching clouds. Move to more structured practices, e.g., journaling reflections on playfulness. Advance to integrating these into daily life in a profound way. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition that clearly defines a key term related to the chapter's theme. Since the chapter is about non-duality in practice, maybe define aperture or playful stance. Looking back at the book description, clearing apertures from the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. So perhaps aperture here refers to openings or spaces in our being where reality can flow through. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start with an easy one, then a searing middle question, and end with a reflective one. Examples. Start. What is something small that brings you joy today? Middle. Searing, where in your life do you resist the playfulness of existence? End. How might you approach a challenge with more curiosity than fear? 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. This should delve into the concept of divine play and how healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. I'll need to weave in ideas about evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, and complex adaptive systems like self-organization, dissipative structures. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or pithy statements that capture the essence of the chapter's teachings. These should be memorable and able to stand alone. Examples might include, play is the language of the universe before it learns its name. Healing is not an act. It is a property of cleared space. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet where form begins. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible, something simple like observing play in nature or in one's own actions. 2. Deepening, perhaps a practice that involves reflecting on moments of flow or synchronicity. 3. Advanced, integrating this understanding into daily challenges, maybe through journaling or meditation. 9. Citations. I need to ensure that any claims made are supported by real sources where possible. I'll mark citation needed for anything that requires further research or verification. Okay, let's start drafting each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Asterisk water dances. Clearing apertures in stone. Divine play begins. Asterisk.
What?
Reality is not a thing to be understood so much as a thing to be participated in. Citation needed, likely from a philosopher or thinker in the non-dual space, perhaps David Bohm or Emmanuel Santayana. 2. Parable. Title, The Gardener and the Crack. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a garden with great care. She nurtured the plants, trimmed the bushes, and watered the soil with precision. Yet, one day, she noticed a small crack in one of her pots. It seemed an imperfection, something that needed fixing. She tried to seal the crack with clay, but no matter how hard she worked, water would still seep through. Frustrated, she set the pot aside, thinking it was ruined. But then, she noticed something strange. The plants in that very pot grew with a vigor she hadn't seen before. Their leaves were brighter, their stems stronger. Curious, she investigated and found that the crack allowed water to seep into the soil at just the right rate, nourishing the roots without overloading them. The pot wasn't broken, it was permeable. It had become a vessel for something greater than itself, a place where water and earth met in perfect harmony. The gardener realized then that what she had thought of as a flaw was actually an aperture, a space through which life flowed more freely. She began to look for cracks, not with dismay, but with delight, and discovered that each one held its own kind of magic.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that scale over time. Accessible. Playful observation. Spend 5 minutes a day observing something in nature, like clouds, leaves, or water, that moves without intention. Notice how it doesn't resist. It simply is. Reflect on how this mirrors the playful stance.
Deepening.
Journal of Apertures. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an opening, a moment of clarity, synchronicity, or effortless flow. Note where in your life this aperture appeared and how it felt. Over time, you'll notice patterns in how reality moves through these spaces. Advanced. Integrated playfulness. Choose one challenge in your life, work, relationships, etc., and approach it with the attitude of a child experimenting. Notice how healing or solutions emerge not from force, but from cleared apertures where play and necessity meet. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. A space, whether in perception, emotion, or form, through which reality flows without resistance. It is not a gap to be filled, but an opening to be honored, where the cosmic and the ridiculous become one. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small, joyful thing did you do today that felt like pure play? 2. Middle, searing. Where in your life do you cling to control, resisting the fluidity of reality's play? 3. End. How might you approach a challenge this week with less resistance and more curiosity, as if it were an invitation rather than an obstacle? 6. The body. Non-duality in practice, clearing apertures, and the playful stance. Lila is not just a concept. It is the water everything swims in, the divine play that underlies all of existence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, is a mirror of what we already are. The work, whether you call it meditation, prayer, or simply paying attention, is clearing these apertures. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, and this can only be told as play. Evolutionary intelligence and complexity science. This is where complexity science meets non-duality. Concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors describe how systems, whether biological, social, or psychological, evolve not through force, but through the interplay of constraints and freedoms. An aperture is a kind of constraint that allows for emergence. It's where order and chaos dance. Think of a river. It doesn't resist the land. It flows around stones, carving new paths without intention. This is Lila, the playful intelligence of reality. When we align with this, we stop struggling against life and start moving with its currents. The playful stance. The playful stance is not frivolity. It's radical alignment. It's the ability to see that every challenge, every pain, every moment is part of a vast, unfolding dance. This doesn't mean suffering isn't real. It doesn't. But it means we don't have to suffer alone or in resistance. Pain as aperture. Even pain is not something to be eliminated, but a signal pointing to where an aperture needs clearing. When you feel stuck, ask, what is this teaching me about how I'm resisting the flow? The cosmic joke. From before form, reality is a joke, one that only makes sense when played out in time and space. The more we can laugh at our own seriousness, our illusions of separation, the clearer the apertures become. Healing as property. Healing isn't something you do. It's what happens when you stop blocking the pathways reality uses to move through you. Traditions as mirrors. Every tradition, whether it's the Taoist concept of Wu Wei, effortless action, the Buddhist idea of non-attachment, or even modern science's focus on emergent systems, is a finger pointing at the moon. The moon is Lila. The traditions are just different ways of pointing to it. Your work is not to become enlightened or perfect, but to clear apertures, to let reality do its thing through you. This isn't about achieving something. It's about relaxing into the dance. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of the universe before it learns its name. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of cleared space. 3. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet where form begins. 4. Apertures are not gaps to be filled, but doors to be opened. 5. Reality prefers movement over stasis, flow over force. 6. Pain is not your enemy. It's a map pointing to where you're stuck. 7. Non-duality in practice is learning to swim with the current, not against it. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, playful observation. Sit outside for 5 minutes and watch something that moves naturally, clouds, leaves, water. Notice how it doesn't resist. It simply is. Reflect on how this mirrors your own life when you're in flow. 2. Deepening. Journal of apertures. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an opening, a moment of clarity, synchronicity, or effortless flow. Note where in your life this aperture appeared and how it felt. Over time, you'll notice patterns in how reality moves through these spaces. 3. Advanced, integrated playfulness. Choose one challenge in your life, work, relationships, etc., and approach it with the attitude of a child experimenting. Notice how healing or solutions emerge not from force, but from cleared apertures where play and necessity meet. Journal your insights. 9. Citations. The quote, "Reality is not a thing to be understood so much as a thing to be participated in," may need verification. It echoes ideas from David Bohm, or perhaps Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems. Citation needed. Verify source for the quote about reality being participated in. The concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis are well documented in complexity science. Key figures include Ilya Prigogin, dissipative structures; Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, autopoiesis; Stuart Kaufman, complexity and emergent systems. For the idea of healing as a property of reality, there may be references in non-dual traditions or systems theory. Citation needed. Explore sources on healing as a property of cleared apertures. The parable is original but draws from archetypal themes found in many spiritual teachings. Now, let's assemble this into the full chapter with proper headings and structure. Protocols for holding non-dual stance under pressure. Tuning fork. Haiku. Pressure mounts like waves, yet the ocean never resists, only dances deep.
Profond quote.
Reality is not something we adapt to. It is something we participate in, with all our contradictions and brilliance. Citation needed. Parable. The river and the rock. Once, there was a river that flowed with ease through its valley, carving paths where it willed, shaping itself around obstacles without resistance. One day, a great boulder emerged in its path, immovable by time or water. The river raged against the rock at first, splintering itself into turbulent rapids, but this only deepened its bed elsewhere, leaving the rock untouched. Then, it remembered its own nature, not to fight the obstacle, but to dance around it, to find new paths where none existed before. Over time, the river flowed with such fluid grace that the boulder became a part of its rhythm, a playmate in its endless song. The river did not change the rock, it changed itself around it, and in doing so, became wilder, freer, and more alive than ever. Structure and technique. Simple practices that scale. 1. Breath as anchor. Observe your breath without controlling it. Let each inhalation and exhalation be a reminder that you are not separate from the process of life itself. Technique. Spend 5 minutes daily simply noticing the breath, without judgment or intention. 2. Systemic observation. The watcher's stance. Shift from observing me to observing the system you are part of. Notice how thoughts, emotions, and perceptions arise and dissolve like patterns in water. Technique. Pick an everyday activity, e.g., washing dishes, and observe it as if it were a living system. Notice how movement, intention, and result emerge without a fixed doer. 3. Playful redirection. When resistance or pressure arises, redirect your attention to the playfulness of reality. Ask, what would this situation look like if I approached it with curiosity rather than urgency? Technique. Keep a journal where you note moments when you played with a problem and what shifted as a result. These practices scale over time. Begin with brief moments of observation, e.g., 5 minutes a day. Deepen by extending observations to longer periods or more complex systems. Advance by integrating these into all aspects of life, seeing even challenges as invitations to play within the larger. Okay, I'm writing chapter 4 of the book titled Non-Dual Stance Protocols, Holding the Space of Reality Under Pressure. The title for this chapter is Protocols for Holding Non-Dual Stance Under Pressure. First, I need to understand the theme and structure. The book is about teaching non-dual stance protocols, which means maintaining a perspective that doesn't separate self from reality or subject from object. This chapter focuses on protocols, practical methods, or guidelines to sustain this stance under pressure. The instructions specify the structure of the chapter, which includes several parts. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that conveys the teaching subtly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a concise definition of a key term in a gold box format. 5. 3 appreciative questions, starting with an easy one, then a searing middle question, and ending with another appreciative question. 6. The body, the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that capture the essence. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for missing citations. I need to ensure that the content is original and doesn't preach, but lets the water of Lila flow through it. The voice should be rigorous, architectural, warm yet humble, pairing strong claims with humility. It should align with complexity science terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. Let's break this down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need to write an original life-uplifting haiku that resonates with the theme of non-dual stance and divine play. Example structure. 5 7 5 syllables. Theme. Non-duality, playfulness in reality, resilience under pressure. Profound quote. Find or attribute a profound quote that complements the haiku. It should be from a respected source, preferably related to non-duality, complexity science, or evolutionary intelligence. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate holding non-dual stance under pressure in a subtle way. Perhaps a story about nature, a system, or even a human experience that embodies resilience and adaptability without forcing a moral or a lesson.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical techniques that help someone maintain non-dual stance. Maybe something like breath work, mindfulness, or systemic observation practices. They should align with complexity science terms mentioned, self-organization, etc. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term, probably non-dual stance or Lila. Format. Term meaning. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an easy question, then a challenging one in the middle, and end with another appreciative question. Example. Start. What is one small way you notice non-duality in your daily life? Middle, searing, how does your resistance to reality show up when pressure mounts? And what emerges when you stop trying to control and simply observe?
6. The body.
The core teaching centered on Lila, which is described as divine play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. This section should explore how non-dual stance is about aligning with this playful, intelligent dance of reality rather than forcing or resisting it. Use concepts from complexity science to describe this. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that are punchy and capture the essence in 7 seconds, about 10 words each. Example, reality plays through you when you stop playing against it. 8. 3 exercises. 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 1. Accessible. B. Beginner-friendly, easy to start. 2. Deepening, more challenging, requires practice or insight. 3. Advanced, complex, integrative for those with experience. 9. Citations, real sources where possible. Mark citation needed if a source isn't immediately clear. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork, haiku. Pressure mounts like waves, yet the ocean never resists, only dances deep.
Profound quote.
Reality is not something we adapt to, it is something we participate in, with all our contradictions and brilliance. Citation needed, likely a modern non-dual teacher or a complexity scientist. 2. Parable. Title, The River and the Rock. Once, there was a river that flowed with ease through its valley, carving paths where it willed, shaping itself around obstacles without resistance. One day, a great boulder emerged in its path, immovable by time or water. The river raged against the rock at first, splintering itself into turbulent rapids, but this only deepened its bed elsewhere, leaving the rock untouched. Then, it remembered its own nature, not to fight the obstacle, but to dance around it, to find new paths where none existed before. Over time, the river flowed with such fluid grace that the boulder became a part of its rhythm, a playmate in its endless song. The river did not change the rock, it changed itself around it, and in doing so, became wilder, freer, and more alive than ever.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices for holding non-dual stance. 1. Breath as anchor. Observe your breath without controlling it. Let each inhalation and exhalation be a reminder that you are not separate from the process of life itself. Technique. Spend 5 minutes daily simply noticing the breath, without judgment or intention. 2. Systemic observation, the watcher's stance. Shift from observing me to observing the system you are part of. Notice how thoughts, emotions, and perceptions arise and dissolve like patterns in water. Technique. Pick an everyday activity, e.g., washing dishes, and observe it as if it were a living system. Notice how movement, intention, and result emerge without a fixed doer. 3. Playful redirection. When resistance or pressure arises, redirect your attention to the playfulness of reality. Ask, what would this situation look like if I approached it with curiosity rather than urgency? Technique. Keep a journal where you note moments when you played with a problem and what shifted as a result. These practices scale over time. Begin with brief moments of observation, e.g., 5 minutes a day. Deepen by extending observations to longer periods or more complex systems. Advance by integrating these into all aspects of life, seeing even challenges as invitations to play within the larger game of reality. 4. Luminous definition. Non-dual stance, the capacity to abide in awareness without identifying with any particular content, thought, emotion, or perception as me or mine. It is not the absence of duality, but the recognition that duality and non-duality are two expressions of the same dynamic process, like the wave and the ocean. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start easy. What is one small way you notice yourself dissolving into the larger flow of reality in an ordinary moment? 2. Middle searing. Where in your life do you cling most fiercely to being right or separate? And how does that clinging show up as pain or resistance? 3. And appreciative. If you let go of the need to control even for a moment, what emerges to surprise and delight you? 6. The body. Lila. The divine play within pressure. Non-dual stance is not about transcending pressure. It is about recognizing that pressure itself is part of the divine play, Lila. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the way systems self-organize, dissolve, and re-emerge in endless creativity. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though this phrase implies a passive magnet rather than an active dance. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance drops away and reality can flow freely. Every tradition, every map you've encountered is a mirror reflecting what you already are, a dynamic, self-organizing system capable of immense complexity and playfulness. The work is not about becoming something new. It is about clearing the apertures, those places where form and formlessness meet. From this place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. These are not abstract theories, but descriptions of how reality plays itself out through you. When you hold non-dual stance under pressure, you align with this play. You stop swimming against the current and learn to ride it, to shape yourself around obstacles like the river around the rock, not to change the rock, but to become wilder, freer, and more alive in the process. 7 7-7-second sentences. 1. Non-dual stance is the art of not taking reality personally. 2. Pressure reveals where you've hardened. Play softens it back into fluidity. 3. Lila is the intelligence that dances through systems without a conductor. 4. Clearing apertures lets reality heal itself, not you. 5. The river doesn't resist the rock. It becomes the rapids around it. 6. Every tradition mirrors what you already are, a self-organizing play of awareness. 7. When you stop fighting, reality plays through you like a symphony. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the breath as mirror. Practice. Sit comfortably and observe your breath for 3 minutes without trying to control it. Notice how each inhalation and exhalation arises and passes. Intention. Feel the breath not as something you do, but as a reflection of the larger process of life. 2. Deepening, systemic observation in motion. Practice. Choose an everyday activity, e.g., walking, washing dishes. Observe it as if it were a living system. Notice how movement, intention, and result emerge without a fixed doer. Extend this to 10 minutes daily. Intention. Begin to see your own actions not as separate from the environment, but as part of an interconnected dance. 3. Advanced, the playful redirection experiment. Practice. When faced with stress or resistance, pause and ask, what would this situation look like if I approached it with curiosity? Journal moments where you experimented with playfulness in challenging situations. Intention. Integrate playfulness into all aspects of life, seeing even pressure as an invitation to explore the boundaries of your own awareness. 9. Citations. 1. The profound quote about reality being participation rather than adaptation is likely inspired by modern non-dual teachers or systems theory. A possible source could be, we are not participants in a world that is. We are participants in a world that is becoming. Citation needed, possibly from a complexity scientist or a non-dual teacher like Daniel Seberg or Francisco Varela. 2. For the reference to healing as a property of reality, see Capra, Fridtjof, The Web of Life, A New Scientific Understanding of Life and the Environment, 1996. 3. On Dissipative Structures and Autopoiesis, Prigozhin, Ilya, and Isabel Stengers, Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature, 1984. Maturana, Umberto R., and Varela, Francisco J., Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living, 1980. 4. On Attractors in Complexity Science,
Gleick, James,
Chaos, Making a New Science, 1987. Now, let me compile all this into a cohesive chapter with proper headings and flow. Protocols for holding non-dual stance under pressure. Tuning fork. Haiku. Pressure mounts like waves, yet the ocean never resists. Only dances deep.
Profond quote.
Reality is not something we adapt to. It is something we participate in, with all our contradictions and brilliance. Citation needed. Parable, the river and the rock. Once, there was a river that flowed with ease through its valley, carving paths where it willed, shaping itself around obstacles without resistance. One day, a great boulder emerged in its path, immovable by time or water. The river raged against the rock at first, splintering itself into turbulent rapids, but this only deepened its bed elsewhere, leaving the rock untouched. Then, it remembered its own nature, not to fight the obstacle, but to dance around it, to find new paths where none existed before. Over time, the river flowed with such fluid grace that the boulder became a part of its rhythm, a playmate in its endless song. The river did not change the rock, it changed itself around it, and in doing so, became wilder, freer, and more alive than ever. Structure and technique. Simple practices that scale. 1. Breath is anchor. Observe your breath without controlling it. Let each inhalation and exhalation be a reminder that you are not separate from the process of life itself. Technique. Spend 5 minutes daily simply noticing the breath, without judgment or intention. 2. Systemic observation, the watcher's stance. Shift from observing me to observing the system you are part of. Notice how thoughts, emotions, and perceptions arise and dissolve like patterns in water. Technique. Pick an everyday activity, e.g., washing dishes, and observe it as if it were a living system. Notice how movement, intention, and result emerge without a fixed doer. 3. Playful redirection. When resistance or pressure arises, redirect your attention to the playfulness of reality. Ask, what would this situation look like if I approached it with curiosity rather than urgency? Technique. Keep a journal where you note moments when you played with a problem and what shifted as a result. These practices scale over time. Begin with brief moments of observation, e.g., 5 minutes a day. Deepen by extending observations to longer periods or more complex systems. Advance by integrating these into all aspects of life, seeing even challenges as invitations to play within the larger game of reality. Luminous definition. Non-dual stance, the capacity to abide in awareness without identifying with any particular content, thought, emotion, or perception as me or mine. It is not the absence of duality, but the recognition that duality and non-duality are two expressions of the same dynamic process, like the wave and the ocean. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start easy. What is one small way you notice yourself dissolving into the larger flow of reality in an ordinary moment? 2. Middle, searing. Where in your life do you cling most fiercely to being right or separate? And how does that clinging show up as pain or resistance? 3. End, appreciative. If you let go of the need to control even for a moment, what emerges to surprise and delight you? The body, Lila, the divine play within pressure. Non-dual stance is not about transcending pressure. It is about recognizing that pressure itself is part of the divine play, Lila. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the way systems self-organize, dissolve, and re-emerge in endless creativity. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though this phrase implies a passive magnet rather than an active dance. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance drops away and reality can flow freely. Every tradition, every map you've encountered is a mirror reflecting what you already are, a dynamic, self-organizing system capable of immense complexity and playfulness. The work is not about becoming something new. It is about clearing the apertures, those places where form and formlessness meet. From this place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. These are not abstract theories, but descriptions of how reality plays itself out through you. When you hold non-dual stance under pressure, you align with this play. You stop swimming against the current and learn to ride it, to shape yourself around obstacles like the river around the rock, not to change the rock, but to become wilder, freer, and more alive in the process. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Non-dual stance is the art of not taking reality personally. 2. Pressure reveals where you've hardened. Play softens it back into fluidity. 3. Lila is the intelligence that dances through systems without a conductor. 4. Clearing apertures lets reality heal itself, not you. 5. The river doesn't resist the rock. It becomes the rapids around it. 6. Every tradition mirrors what you already are, a self-organizing play of awareness. 7. When you stop fighting, reality plays through you like a symphony. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The breath as mirror. Practice. Sit comfortably and observe your breath for 3 minutes without trying to control it. Notice how each inhalation and exhalation arises and passes. Intention. Feel the breath not as something you do, but as a reflection of the larger process of life. 2. Deepening. Systemic observation in motion. Practice. Choose an everyday activity, e.g., walking, washing dishes. Observe it as if it were a living system. Notice how movement, intention, and result emerge without a fixed doer. Extend this to 10 minutes daily. Intention. Begin to see your own actions not as separate from the environment, but as part of an interconnected dance. 3. Advanced. The playful redirection experiment. Practice. When faced with stress or resistance, pause and ask, what would this situation look like if I approached it with curiosity? Journal moments where you experimented with playfulness in challenging situations. Intention. Integrate playfulness into all aspects of life, seeing even pressure as an invitation to explore the boundaries of your own awareness. Citations. 1. The profound quote about reality being participation rather than adaptation is likely inspired by modern non-dual teachers or systems theory. A possible source could be, we are not participants in a world that is, we are participants in a world that is becoming. Citation needed, possibly from a complexity scientist or non-dual teacher like Daniel Seberg or Francisco Varela. 2. For the reference to healing as a property of reality, see Capra Fritjof, The Web of Life, A New Scientific Understanding of Life and the Environment, 1996. 3. On Dissipative Structures and Autopoiesis, Prigogine, Ilya, and Stengers, Isabel, Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature, 1984. Maturana, Umberto R., and Varela, Francisco J., Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living, 1980. 4. On Attractors in Complexity Science,
Gleick James,
Chaos, Making a New Science, 1987. This chapter is complete on its own, but also fits as part of the larger book. It holds space for the reader to explore non-dual stance, not as an abstract ideal, but as a living practice rooted in the playfulness and intelligence of reality itself. The structure moves from tuning, haiku, and quote, through parable, technique, definition, questioning, core teaching, aphorisms, exercises, and citations, all centered on Lila and complexity science. The voice is rigorous yet warm, architectural but humble, pairing strong claims with a sense of wonder and play. It avoids preaching by letting the water of Lila flow through every element, whether it's the river parable, the practices for clearing apertures, or the 7-second sentences that distill the essence into travel-ready atoms. Would you like any refinements or additions to this chapter? Advanced Integration, Navigating Complexity with Non-Dual Protocols, Tuning Fork, Haiku, River Meets the Sea, No Boundary Holds Its Course, Unity in Waves.
Good.
Reality is not a fixed structure, but a fluid dance of relationships, where every part contains the whole. Citation needed. Source for this quote or similar. Parable, The Path That Unfolds. A traveler lost deep in an ancient forest, where the trees grew so densely that sunlight barely pierced the canopy. She had a map, but it was torn and illegible, and no matter how she tried to piece it together, the path ahead remained obscured. Frustrated, she sat beneath a great oak and wept. Then, on a whim, she stood up and began to dance, moving without purpose, letting her body follow the wind through the leaves. To her astonishment, the forest seemed to shift around her. The trees parted not in a straight line but in a spiral, as if inviting her to follow. She no longer felt lost. Instead, she was moving with the forest itself, carried by its breath. When she emerged from the woods hours later, she realized she had never been lost at all. The path had always been there, hidden in the play of light and shadow, the rustle of leaves, the way the wind whispered through the branches. She had simply needed to stop trying so hard and start dancing. Structure and technique, scalable practices for advanced integration. These practices are designed to help you navigate complexity with ease, whether you're facing a challenging situation or simply seeking deeper integration in your life. They scale over time, allowing you to deepen your practice without ever losing sight of the core. 1. Breathing as integration. Accessible. Sit comfortably and focus on your breath. Notice how each inhale naturally leads into an exhale, creating a seamless cycle. Deepening. Practice alternating nostril breathing. Close one nostril with your thumb. Inhale deeply through the other, then switch. This helps balance the mind and body at a subtle level. Advanced. Add a silent mantra or visualization to your breath. For example, on the inhale, imagine drawing in complexity. On the exhale, imagine releasing what no longer serves you. 2. Posture of play. Accessible. Stand tall with your feet shoulder-width apart, knees slightly bent. Feel the stability of your foundation while allowing your body to move fluidly with any shift in weight or balance. Deepening. Add a subtle movement, like gently swaying or shifting your weight from side to side, as if you're dancing in place. This embodies the tension between structure and dissolution. Advanced. Practice this posture while facing a challenge, e.g., during a difficult conversation. Notice how it helps you remain grounded yet adaptable. 3. Aperture clearing meditation. Accessible. Close your eyes and visualize a bright light at the top of your head. Imagine this light flowing downward, clearing any blockages in your body or mind. Deepening. Add layers to the visualization. For example, imagine roots growing from your feet into the earth, grounding you while the light flows through you like water through a riverbed. Advanced. Combine this with the concept of Lila. Imagine the light and roots as part of a larger, playful dance of energy, where every clearance is a step in the cosmic play. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila. The divine play of reality, where evolutionary intelligence manifests as spontaneous emergence in systems. It is neither forced nor random, but arises from the interplay of self-organization and autopoiesis, embodying the third factor in emergent systems beyond cause and effect. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you experience a sense of effortless flow or integration?